Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
El siguiente programa no es la opinión de Alfa Media. Alfa Media. Ni de esta estación. Y no se hace responsable por los comentarios vertidos durante este espacio.
¿Qué tal, mi gente? Amigos de la Grande, ¿cómo están? ¡Feliz fin de semana! Bienvenidos al show de Gloria Cárdenas. 801-656-9605. Hoy están abiertos hasta las 3 de la tarde, atendiendo llamadas hasta las 6. De lunes a viernes abren de 9 a 6 y atienden llamadas hasta las 9. Al 801-656-9605. Más información acerca de Gloria en familiaamerica.com. Síganla por Twitter y también en Instagram como FA Immigration. FA Immigration con doble M. ¿Cómo estás, Gloria?
Muy bien, ¿y usted?
Muy bien, acá, contento.
Sí, muy contento.
Feliz sábado.
Feliz sábado también. Are you excited about Game of Thrones?
Yes, yes.
I can't believe I never watched one.
No.
I'm such a... You know, the problem is, like, I feel so ashamed. I'm so ashamed. Too busy.
You have to do it.
I know, I will. I like other shows, but I feel like it's too late now. Like, I too embarrassed to be like, oh, I'm just starting the first season of Game of Thrones.
No, that's fine. I was so behind, too. I was so behind. My wife, she was, Marielo, she was okay. She was update, but I was so behind.
I feel like it's like when Star Wars came out, you know, Star Wars, the first movie. Yeah. We were kids, right? And then when I would meet people like 5 years later and they'd be like, I never saw Star Wars. I was like, what? How could you have never seen Star Wars? I feel like it's the same thing. I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, almost the same. You're right. Bueno, Gloria,
Star Wars is great, exactly. Though. Have you watched all the movies?
Yeah, what about Chernobyl?
What?
Chernobyl. Chernobyl is a new series on HBO.
Oh, is it good?
It's about the nuclear plant. Remember that accident?
Oh, yeah, yeah, Chernobyl.
Yeah.
Chernobyl.
Yeah, Chernobyl.
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't have HBO. I got rid of all my cable, all that stuff, because it was too expensive. Sorry.
That started just 2 weeks ago.
Oh, well, I just finished The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Oh.
That was real good. Okay. I like that.
Muy bien, hablando con Gloria acerca de Game of Thrones, que mañana se termina la serie, básicamente 8 temporadas, y hablando un poco acerca de Chernobyl, el accidente que se dio allá en los 80s, allá son series que están de moda.
But we have to talk about immigration.
Pero tenemos que hablar de inmigración, dice Gloria, y a eso hemos venido, hablar de inmigración. $100 la consulta, la primera consulta con Gloria. Si es un caso de deportación, a lo mejor va a ser un poco más de dinero.
Sí, con Zoom o en persona.
Y todas estas consultas pueden ser en persona o también con la aplicación de Zoom, lo cual le da una gran ventaja hoy con la tecnología de que usted puede estar en otro lado, puede estar en México, puede estar en
Texas,
Salvador,
o en El Salvador,
o en California, o en Texas, donde usted esté, y puede tener esta consulta con Gloria a través de la aplicación Zoom.
Because it doesn't really matter where your lawyer is, right? Your lawyer is super, technology is easy.
Exactly.
So I'll have a client that lives in Texas and their mom lives in Mexico and I do the case. It's not it's all federal law. It's the same law across all 50 states. So not a big deal for me. They have a consultation on Zoom. It's all about trust, right? They don't have to touch and feel me in the flesh to know that I'm a solid lawyer because I've been doing this for 28 years. So I'm pretty much not going away. And it's good to be able to have someone you trust because lawyers really sometimes aren't that honest and sometimes do take people's money and not do, but that's not me. Okay. And my record speaks for itself.
Y dice Gloria de que lo importante en este caso es de que usted tenga un abogado en quien usted confíe. La palabra confianza juega un papel importante en este tipo de situaciones o de relaciones. No necesariamente el abogado tiene que estar ahí presente físicamente con usted. Por eso la tecnología lo hace más fácil a través de la aplicación de Zoom. Ahora, ella no está yendo a ningún lado. Ella está aquí y aquí va a estar por mucho tiempo, dice Gloria. Y lógicamente hay algunos abogados que no hacen su trabajo de la mejor manera, pero ese no es el caso con Gloria. Muy bien.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not lazy.
I know.
You know, there's a lot of lazy people out there. Like, you're listening and you know you're in the car going to work. You get it done. And there's people that are lazy and then there's people that are doers. There's just two types of people in this world, I think, right? You're a hard worker. You're a doer. I'm a doer too. But there's a lot of people that are just damn lazy, you know?
See,
I don't understand it at all. I get stuff done. Exactly. In my life, in my personal life, in my business life, I get it done.
Yeah, it needs to get done. Let's get it done.
Yeah, let's get it done. I don't like to procrastinate. I don't like the feeling.
Y dice Gloria que ella es una de esas personas que le gusta hacer las cosas y terminarlas, no dejarlas para otro día más adelante o para mañana. No le gusta procrastinar las tareas que tienen que hacer. Y dice que a lo mejor hay personas que son un poco compelidas, a que estarlas empujando para que hagan las cosas, y ella no es de ese tipo.
When you hire us, so the minute you hire us, we're going to send you an email with a list of documents and questionnaire, and we want that back, right? So if someone sits around and doesn't do anything for like 30 days, we'll send them a deadline letter, like let's get the documents in. So that's how I work. I work very efficiently. You'll never have to call me and say, why haven't you called me or contacted me? Because my whole staff, myself, are proactive. We have a whole system. If you hire me, we're going to get the application done as quickly as possible. I don't want to kick it forward or let you blow in the wind for 5 months while you gather the documents and stuff. No, I want to, when you hire me, we're going to get it done. And that's the difference between my firm and maybe other firms that you have to call and ask questions and why you haven't done this and not get the call back. I will always call you back, email you back. My staff is very proactive, and that's what makes us so successful.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Because you have a lot of experience as well.
I have a lot of experience, and I know when you put money down to hire someone to do something, that person needs to be organized. And how can I have so many clients without having systems in place? I have systems in place that help every one of my clients get the documents in. Because once I get the documents in and all the information, I can prepare it. We can get it out the door. That's what I do, and that's what makes me different from a lot of lawyers, immigration attorneys.
At the end of the day, that's why you are so successful in those cases.
Yeah, right? That's true.
Exactly.
Yeah, I have a very high rate of acceptance. 100% of my cases are accepted with USCIS.
Ahora dice Gloria de que ella y su equipo son proactivos. Ella, cuando usted contrata a Gloria y su equipo, le van a mandar un correo, le van a mandar una notificación con todas las listas de los documentos que necesitan. Y si usted en unos 30 días no se los da, le van a mandar otro correo con un deadline, porque a ellos les gusta trabajar muy eficientemente.
Right, so like, if I hire a painter to paint the interior of my house, I want them to get there and paint the interior of my house.
Exactly.
I'm not calling them and telling them, where are you? My painter that shows up will be there at 8 o'clock with the crew all done, because time is money, money is time. And any business is the same way.
Exacto, y por eso dice Gloria de que ella tiene un sistema establecido para trabajar, tiene mucha experiencia, sabe cómo hacer que las cosas funcionen, y básicamente ese es porque ella es muy exitosa en todos sus casos, el 100% de sus casos son aceptados. Y pone el ejemplo de un pintor que va a pintarle su casa, usted quiere que se la pinte y que se la pinte ya, o sea, tiempo es dinero, no estarle llamando dónde estás, cuándo vas a venir, sino que llegue con su equipo, que lo haga, que pinte y done. Vamos.
Exactly. Then those people make the most money, right?
Yeah.
In, out, do good job, clean it up, boom, done. That's it.
Thank you. See you later.
See you later. On to the next job.
Exacto. Yeah.
And so, but what I want to talk about today is all the policies related to immigration that are coming out of this Trump administration. The first one was just announced, and this is going to be Trump's platform for his reelection. Okay. So it's not anything that he's going to go to Congress and try and pass right now, but he's announced, this is my immigration policy. So I want to talk about that so that people can really listen and think forward. And if there is a chance to file for your family or file for your citizenship or for your green card, that you get working on it. Yeah.
Now.
Right now.
Okay, y vamos a hablar acerca de las políticas de inmigración que recién acaba de develar la administración de Trump, que básicamente va a ser su política de inmigración, que ahora se va a someter a la legislación. Ahora, vamos a hablar también, dice, de por qué tiene o cómo le puede afectar esta política de inmigración a la petición de familiares y si usted puede pedir a sus familiares o tiene la oportunidad de hacerse ciudadano o residente, que comience a actuar y que lo haga de inmediato, porque ya viene o ya se está anunciando básicamente cuál será la política de inmigración del presidente Trump, que sin duda alguna lo va a ocupar para su campaña política del 2020, ¿cierto?
Sí.
El próximo año.
I can't believe it.
Como vuela el tiempo, ¿eh?
Wow.
The time flies when you have a fun.
Oh, yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Vamos a ir a un corte musical. 801-656-9605. Gloria Cárdenas está acá en los estudios y cuando Gloria está, hay que poner atención, ¿eh? Porque viene con buenas noticias, viene con información también.
Sí.
Y viene con consejos importantes de qué es lo que tenemos que hacer ya.